The myrrh-bearing women approach the tomb, a place of death, with hope. The apostles have run away. There is no hope. But here they have courage. It is difficult sometimes in our lives to face those parts that bring us pain and apparent death. There's an old saying, some people party because they have something to celebrate. Some people party because they have nothing to celebrate and they want to forget their life, where they are, and when they're going. In the 60s, when I grew up, we used to have a saying, life is for those people who can't afford drugs. Drugs are great. Drugs save lives. Like every tool, they are meant to be used properly. You know, we have natural drugs made from plants, from flowers. We have synthetic drugs, which we manufacture. Do you know we have drugs from salmon, from fish? Calcitonin is produced by salmon 20 times stronger than we produce it in our own body. And we make it synthetically because it helps produce bone density. We also have biologics, drugs which mimic what the body does. But drugs are meant to help us with our lives, not to replace our lives. And sometimes it's not simply our life that's difficult. People make our lives difficult. Did you ever have this when someone tries to apologize and they actually hurt you more with their apology? Like someone says, oh, I'm so sorry I hurt you by calling you dumb. I thought you knew you were dumb. Sometimes people with their words, sometimes knowingly, sometimes unknowingly, try to hurt you. And that's when we try to find ourselves some kind of protection. And the older we get, the more we get sophisticated in avoiding reality. But the myrrh-bearing women here provide us the cure. Be bold enough to face your life head on, because drugs are meant to help, not replace our life or our choices, and they're meant to help us overcome pain so that we can live, not that we can stop living and give up our ability to choose what we want to do. There was also a song in the 60s, some of you may remember, those older, that by Simon and Garfunkel, and it ended with the retort, I am a rock, I am an island, because a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. Be careful to build up the walls that protect you from life, because they may end up to be a prison for you. We are all afraid from time to time to face the situations and the choices that life presents. But with prayer and faith in God, courage is born in fear and trembling. It is when things are difficult and you are afraid that you go and you pray and seek help from your friends and your family and you face life boldly. Life has a way, even when you run away from it, of showing up all the time. So take courage. Be faithful to God and to prayer. Face life head on. Use drugs when necessary, but always face your life because you are strong enough, and whatever you lack, God is more than willing to give you as a gift with His grace. That's why we call it amazing grace, which reminds us how amazing and beautiful we can be. Be courageous. Christos Voskres.